Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlund. Hope you had a real nice Thanksgiving weekend. We have talked about stories recently, a bunch of different stories of airline passengers freaking out on airplanes. And people were blaming people being upset because they have to wear masks because of the coronavirus pandemic. Whatever the case may be, there have been people on airplanes more than usual freaking out on the airplanes, attacking airline workers, beating them. And something happened again this Thanksgiving weekend, although the way it ended had me scratching my head. On Saturday, this past Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend, there was a Spirit Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Nashville, Tennessee. Well, a woman, a passenger on that Spirit Airlines flight, she got in trouble because she was drunk and she attacked two different Spirit Airlines attendants.
Paya!
Yeah, she didn't just start beating one flight attendant. She beat two of them. A woman needed to be restrained by a fellow passenger on that Spirit Airlines flight this past Saturday, 2 days ago, when she got drunk and attacked two flight attendants. A 42-year-old woman was charged with public intoxication. The suspect yelled at arresting officers to shoot me and told them she had a lot to drink. Can you imagine getting so drunk before a flight that not only do you physically attack two flight attendants, but when the police show up to arrest you, you scream, "Shoot me!" at them. I mean, you really had to have something going on for that to happen.
I've never been that drunk to where I would ask for somebody to shoot me. Now, I've seen people do dumb things when they're drunk, like, "Yeah, come on, tase me, bro, hit me with something." But I've never heard anybody say, "Yeah, bro, shoot me, I can take it."
Some people should not be drinking alcohol. Because when I drink alcohol, and I don't drink nearly as much as I used to, but I get happy.
Right.
I think the last thing in the world I would be asking people to do is shoot me.
I think that's what you and I have in common. We are non-violent drunks. When we get drunk, we want to chill and hang out. We don't want to get into any physical altercation. I don't even like doing activities when I'm drunk, like playing beer pong and stuff like that. I just want to chill when I'm drunk.
Yeah, and then they say, Coleman, your true personality comes out when you're drunk. And for this woman to get hammered and then get on an airplane and physically attack not one, but two flight attendants for Spirit Airlines, the woman punched one flight attendant and then pulled another flight attendant's hair.
Oh, my goodness.
During the 6 p.m. flight 2 days ago on Saturday from Fort Lauderdale to Nashville.
That's what happened. You just solved the mystery. Imagine you're on Thanksgiving vacation and you're going to Florida. And then now you have to go back to work at Nashville. See what I'm saying? So I think the stress of her knowing I have to go back to Nashville after I just came from Fort Lauderdale, I don't want to deal with this. And when she got drunk, you know, all that agitation and aggravation, knowing she had to go to Nashville for Monday to go back to work, but got to her.
They both seem like happy places. Nashville is Music City, and she's leaving Fort Lauderdale. A passenger restrained this female passenger, restrained her feet with zip ties when the plane landed in Nashville. Imagine you're someone else. You're just another passenger on this Spirit Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale to Nashville. The plane lands in Nashville, and now you, with zip ties, are restraining this drunken woman's feet.
We've talked about that. We've talked about how people have acted up on previous flights, and they have duct tape just readily available to strap passengers into their seats. Well, I was like, protocol.
These were zip ties.
Yeah, zip ties, duct tape, all that.
But I couldn't imagine. Look, all I did was get on an airplane in Fort Lauderdale trying to get to Nashville, and now the plane lands in Nashville, and I'm the one with zip ties tying this drunken woman's feet together? Now this is what I have to do on my Thanksgiving weekend flight? So a passenger restrained her with zip ties when the plane landed. She resisted getting into the police cruiser when the cops showed up at the Nashville International Airport this past Saturday at 7 p.m. The woman spent the night in jail. Here's the part that had me scratching my head, Coleman.
Okay.
She was released Sunday morning when her case was dismissed because the flight crew declined to press charges.
Oh, well, that was nice of them.
It was very nice of them. So this woman spent the night in the jail in Nashville on Saturday, but then yesterday, Sunday, she was released because the crew of the Spirit Airlines flight said, you know what? We're not going to press charges.
Now, that makes me wonder how attractive she is. Like, did she get special privileges because she was buxom or maybe was pretty attractive and that's why they didn't press charges?
I don't have her name or mugshot.
Ah.
And her mugshot.
That means she's really being protected. She must be somebody in Nashville.
Her mugshot would be no good anymore because after the mugshot was taken, the charges were dropped against her.
I still would like to ask her, you know, or show her a video of herself like, ma'am, you know you asked the police to shoot you? Is everything okay?
But then a Spirit Airlines spokesperson said, we do not tolerate aggressive behavior of any kind, and this passenger is no longer welcome on any of our flights. So it looks like Spirit Airlines has banned this passenger. But then the spokesperson said, we will work with the relevant authorities to ensure this individual is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, that doesn't add up.
But they said that, and they dropped the charges.
Hmm. They want to know, this text says, was the passenger with the zip ties an electrician or some kind of bondage freak?
Good question.
I know. I think the zip ties came from the Spirit, right? Because we've seen people with duct tape on other airlines.
So but if they did come from Spirit, why is another passenger the one who's using the zip ties to tie the legs, tie the ankles, and that's not an employee of the airline?
Because the other two flight attendants got their ass whipped. They couldn't do it by themselves.
They were out of flight attendants, you're thinking?
Yeah, she didn't.
She went through two?
Yeah, she already went through two. So they needed somebody else to intervene.
Yeah, it wasn't that long of a flight from Fort Lauderdale to Nashville.
That makes me wonder how many drinks has she had. You're right. It's not that long of a flight from Florida to Nashville, yet she still managed to get so drunk when she asked the police to shoot her. How many did she knock back?
I know when you get that drunk, when you're asking police to shoot you, but then the next morning you get released and your charges get dropped. I'm looking more into this story, Spirit Airlines, because they're saying they're not going to tolerate anything like that. Yet they're saying at the same time that the passenger who was aggressive, she spent the night in jail, but then she left the next day in Nashville, and the charges were dropped.
She might be somebody in Nashville. She might be a very important person.
Who knows? But I'm saying, huh? All right, coming up this morning on the show, LSU's football coach Ed Orgeron went out a winner. He coached his last game on Saturday, and they had an upset over the 15th-ranked team in the country, Texas A&M. And another Louisiana college football coach just got a lot bigger job. Stay tuned for those. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. I'm John Osterlin. I hope you had a very nice Thanksgiving weekend. I did. On Saturday night, LSU, who had a rough season, they beat the number 15-ranked Texas A&M Aggies. Beat them in Baton Rouge. And that was the last football game for LSU, coached by Ed Orgeron. And he goes out a winner. And that is saying something, because it was, what, a couple of months ago, what, 6 weeks ago? When Coach Orgeron said, this is my last season.
Great young man.
He said after the final game of the regular season this year, that would be his last season as head coach. I mean, if you go back three seasons ago, they not only won the national championship, but if you looked at their quarterback, Joe Burrow, and the statistics he put up and how great their offense was, may have been the best college football team ever. Really may have been. But then last season, the COVID season, was awful for LSU. And that's going to happen when you have such a great team and you lose so many great players, and they lost coaches. So last year they were awful. And then the way this season started, it started awful, and it really didn't get much better. And that's why Coach Orgeron said that this is going to be it for him. And so for about half of the season, you had him coaching and the entire coaching staff, who were all on their way out. They don't know where they're going to be coaching after this season, but they still, and they had a lot of injuries with a bunch of their scholarship players, but they still played hard. They didn't pack it in. They didn't quit. And they still played hard, even though they were all outgoing. And so this past Saturday night's win in his last game as head coach of LSU, they were losing. They came back and they won right at the end. It was an exciting game. And if you're going to go out, I guess that's the way to go out. You go out playing hard, fighting, punching, kicking, scratching, clawing, and winning. But now the big question is, who's going to be the next head football coach at LSU?
Yeah, isn't for the bowl game, they're going to let the offensive coordinator be the interim coach, I believe?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to play in a meaningless bowl game, all because they ended up winning more games than losing this year. But who's going to be the next coach at LSU? It's not going to be the coach from the University of Louisiana. It's not going to be that guy, because he's going to be the new coach at the University of Florida. Billy Napier, he's gone. He's leaving the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and he's going to Gainesville, Florida to be the new head coach of the Florida Gators. So who do you think is going to be the next coach at LSU? I know there have been some names thrown around, some names mentioned. One of those names was the coach of the team that they just beat Saturday night. The coach of Texas A&M, Jimbo Fisher. He was here. He was an assistant under Nick Saban when Nick Saban was the coach in Baton Rouge. But he's gone on to accomplish some really good things. And now he's at Texas A&M. His name came up, and he said, no, he's not interested. He wants to stay at Texas A&M. He says he's got a great recruiting class coming in, and he doesn't want to leave.
This text says, Urban Meyer may be looking for work next season.
Do you want Urban Meyer? After his not-so-great year so far as the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars? I mean, do you want that guy? And he's had some off-the-field incidents as well. You can text us if you want. Tell us who you think should be the next head football coach at LSU.
I'm also interested in what Ed Orgeron is going to do from this point on. I would love for him to do color commentary for any sport. I don't care what it is. It could be for the Olympics. It could be for soccer. I just want to hear him break down sports. Here it is, sir. It is resting right there. I would pay. I would pay him to do a podcast on sports.
Coleman, I'm sure he's gonna get a gig. I'm sure he's been offered jobs at different networks, at different sports outlets. Because it would be pretty cool hearing that voice coming through your television speakers telling you what he thinks should be happening in football.
How long before you think we see him on local car commercials and stuff like that next year? Like, how long, Coach Orgeron, here, go order a Nissan and you buy something like that.
I'll tell you, you don't see it very often where a coach wins a national championship in football and then a couple of years later, three seasons later, he's out. You don't see that very often. But he hasn't blamed anybody else, or he hasn't blamed anything else for why the last couple of years have not been good in Baton Rouge, and that's why he's taking the buyout. He'll never have to work again. He's taking millions and millions and millions of dollars with him on his way out the door. But it'll be interesting to see who, if there's a sports network, a company that hires him to, with that voice to break down college football games. That would be something, wouldn't it? It would be entertaining. And the big question is, who is going to be the next football coach at LSU? If you want to text us and tell us who you'd like to see, just keep it short and send it to us at 504-260-9595. If your text is good, we will read it coming up next on the show. Do you have someone who you would like to see be the next head football coach at LSU? Are they?
This text says Nick Saban wasn't that spectacular as the Dolphins head coach.
Well, not as the Dolphins coach, but you got to remember, he left LSU for a shot in the NFL. He ended up in Miami, and when he got there, they didn't have a quarterback, and there were two quarterbacks who were injured who they worked out.
Well, how likely is this?
And they picked the wrong one. They worked out Drew Brees, and they worked out Dante Culpepper in Miami. And Nick Saban is blaming this on Miami's medical staff. But he said the medical experts told him, stay away from Drew Brees. Take Dante Culpepper. Boy, oh boy.
Well, how likely is Sean Payton of this Texas?
We've read where this may be Sean Payton's last year as head coach of the Saints. What do you think? He's just going to leave the Saints and he's going to go to college? He's going to go coach LSU?
Huh. What about Dave Arnada? Hernando from
Orlando, yeah. The head coach of Baylor.
Yeah.
His name is has been at the top of the top of the list.
Lane Kiffin?
There's a guy, where's he, at Ole Miss now? He's had some success. He's had some failures. Who should LSU choose as their new head football coach? Because it's time. And there's been some names, but nothing has been steadfast. Text us, and if your text is good, We'll read it coming up on the show. We got a lot of other stuff to get to as well. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So today is Cyber Monday, which follows Black Friday. And Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is always an immense shopping day in the United States, with so many retailers having Black Friday sales and such. But this year, Black Friday spending went down a little bit from last year. And that's the first time that's ever happened. Usually Black Friday sales are up a bit every year from the Black Friday before, but that didn't happen this year. They say $8.9 billion was spent on Black Friday this year, and that was down from $9 billion that was spent on Black Friday last year. So it went down just a little bit, but it still went down, and they're saying that's the first time that's ever happened in history. And I know some people are saying the virus had something to do with it or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I predict the Cyber Monday sales would go up because after the virus, people started to get accustomed to being able to order online. And they're like, hey, this isn't that bad. So they stuck with it.
Well, today is Cyber Monday, and Coleman, there should be really good deals. There should be discounts.
You ever went Black Friday shopping?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, if you had, what would be your weapon of choice? But, you know.
Yeah, you bring brass knuckles, whatever. But I wasn't going to go into stores on Black Friday. I know some people love doing that because the deals are there and you could save some cash, but I would rather not deal with all of the people than deal with the deals.
Yeah, my weapon of choice is a lit match in an aerosol can. They make it like a little flamethrower. Bring that with me on Black Friday.
But there should be great deals today on Cyber Monday. This is where online you'll see some great deals. And, yeah, I wasn't excited for Black Friday, but I was excited for today, for Cyber Monday. So I just slept out in front of my computer. That's what I did, so I could. I mean, I've got to get up really early for work, anyways. We do the radio show early Monday morning, but I just made it a little bit earlier this morning. By popping open my computer to see all the great deals that are out there today for Cyber Monday. I hope you have a great Cyber Monday. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. You know, living here in New Orleans and in Louisiana, obviously seen, and we've obviously seen the weather mess with us big time. Hurricanes are usually what does it for us here, and they really can screw up our lives. But there are times when weather screws up people's lives, but it's not the worst thing. It's actually a good thing. And I just read where they just had a snowstorm in England, and 61 people were stuck for 3 days and nights in a pub. And the pub had plenty of beer. And there were literally 61 people stuck in a bar for 3 days and nights. Now, obviously when the weather makes our lives suck, it's awful. And we just saw it with Hurricane Ida. But could you imagine if the skies opened up wherever you were and so much snow fell that you got stuck where you were for 3 days and nights, and where you were was inside of a bar?
I'm trying to imagine it, and it sounds great on the surface. It sounds beautiful. However, 60 other people, I would get annoyed. I would get annoyed quickly. You know, that's a lot of people, and I'm an introvert. 2, what's the female-to-male ratio? That's also a factor. I hope I'm not stuck for 3 days at a bar with 60 other dudes and like 3 chicks.
Yeah, but you could have been stuck with a bunch of women, and some of them could have been married, Coleman.
And we had that for 3 days. What happens in a snowstorm stays in a snowstorm.
This happened in, it just happened, in Yorkshire, England. A strong snowstorm stranded 61 people that were in a big pub, in a bar, on Friday night. And they weren't able to leave until today.
They have to make a movie about this. This sounds like a premise to a movie.
The people were at a place called Tan Hill Inn. On Friday night, they were attending a concert by an Oasis tribute band called Noasis.
Okay.
So on Friday night, these Oasis fans, and I'm an Oasis fan. I think Noel Gallagher is one of the most underrated rockers out there. I think he's a great songwriter. And so this past Friday night, in England, in Yorkshire, England, a venue called the Tan Hill Inn, there was an Oasis tribute band called Noasis, and they were playing. And then the skies opened up, and the snow started falling. And the storm dumped about 3 feet of snow there.
Okay, 3 feet. Now, I'm 5'6". What really prevented them from leaving the bar? Maybe they just didn't want to. I can wade through 3 feet of snow. I've lived in Alaska. That's not that difficult. I think they wanted to stay. You have live. You had the Oasis band there, the tribute band, and then you had the beer flowing. You know, they probably would have stayed there if it was 1 foot of snow.
Evidently, it was snowing a lot, Coleman, and they told people not to leave.
That's what it was. They told them not to leave. Well, they could have left if they felt like it.
Well,
3 feet of snow.
It snowed all night long into Saturday. And the town, Yorkshire Dales, is the town. That town is 1,732 feet above sea level.
Here we are below sea level. See, that's the difference between New Orleanians and people in England at the pub. The government told them, hey, stay where you are. They could have left if they felt like
it. Well, slow down. Fallen power cables created a dangerous situation outside the bar in that town. And so there were live fallen power cables that were on the ground, and people didn't want to mess with that.
Most people have rubber soles at the bottom of their boots.
And so they just told people in that pub, stay here. The band, the Oasis tribute band, Noasis, stopped playing, but the guests were passing time by singing karaoke and watching movies like Grease. And they just stayed there. The general manager of the pub said the guests have been respectful of each other. Nobody got out of hand. Nobody got really, really too drunk and loud. Some people were stranded, and they were guests at the inn.
You know what? They are very, very polite. Imagine that same circumstances, but here in New Orleans, 61 people trapped somewhere below sea level with the alcohol flowing. You think we'd have been that polite and peaceful here in the States? There'd have been fist fights. There'd have been people going through the water. It didn't matter. Like, I'm going home. My wife, she's going to bitch at me if I don't make it. Even if you would have told them, hey, no, it's dangerous outside. I'm a chance that I'd rather deal with the danger and not upset my wife.
Well, for some people, that's what they did, Coleman. They stayed in a bar. And I'm thinking to myself, it snows. It snows over 3 feet. You're in a bar. Now they tell you power lines are down outside and it's still snowing and it's bad out. And a lot of people, those people, they stayed in that bar and they're still there now. They're leaving today.
They're probably upset that they have to go, like, oh, man, I was having such a good time. Such a frolicking good time here at the pub.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of being stuck in a bar for 3 days. You would think at some point over 3 days you could leave.
They could have left the first night. They just didn't want to, John. I'm telling you, 3 feet of snow is not that bad.
Well, that was a wild story about a snowstorm in England. It stranded 61 people in a pub for three nights, and they're just leaving now, today.
They got to go to work on Monday.
You would think they had to get out of that pub, but for some of the people, there was plenty of beer available. For some people, they're thinking that's all. Is this a dream come true, or is this a nightmare being stuck in this pub?
This test sex, I'd risk going as soon as Grease came on.
Yeah, once the Oasis tribute band stopped playing, I'd say that's it. No more Oasis. It's time to go now.
You could have made it through 6 feet of snow, John. You're a tall guy.
Well, that just happened in England over this past Thanksgiving weekend here in the United States. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, I'm John Osterlin. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O. Well, today's Cyber Monday. And by the way, it's the 16th Cyber Monday.
Damn, I feel old.
Yeah, Cyber Monday started. Well, the term got coined back in 2005. So that would make today the 16th Cyber Monday. And Cyber Monday is the day where we're supposed to save a lot of money if we shop online and buy Christmas presents and such online. This morning's Big O is, I think it's a two-part question. We do the Big O because I always want to get your take on something. I want you to text us. Are you going to be buying things online today? Are you shopping online to celebrate saving money, buying Christmas presents online on the 16th annual Cyber Monday? That's the first thing I want to know. And Coleman, do we have that that piece of audio that is telling us it's Cyber Monday?
Can you tell me what day it is?
Monday. Thank God.
Today is the day.
Shop from the comfort of your own home.
Online. Online.
It is Cyber Monday today.
Black Friday ends. Check out Cyber Monday.
One of the biggest online shopping days of the year.
Wait, I thought we were buying online.
Look online. Everything's online.
Women be shopping.
I'm buying some really dumb stuff online.
Happy Cyber Monday.
Let's start the show.
So are you going to be taking part in Cyber Monday? That's one question. The other question is, did you go out to the stores on Friday after Thanksgiving for Black Friday? Because the two days where we could save the most money, I guess physically getting up and getting out of the house and going to a store on Friday after Thanksgiving on Black Friday, that's how we always used to save money shopping for stuff. Physically going to the stores on Friday after Thanksgiving. Did you do that? Did you think to yourself, well, this is how I could save some money if I go to a store, if I actually go to a store and the day I'm supposed to do that is the Friday after Thanksgiving because that's Black Friday. And we've seen videos of people waiting outside stores for stores to open. We've seen videos of people running inside stores on Black Friday. We've seen videos of people getting trampled going into stores on Black Friday. We've seen riots and fights in stores. We've seen video of that.
Yeah, we were talking about this off the air when we said that the Black Friday sales went down this year as opposed to last year. And I told you I went to Walmart Friday and it didn't even feel like Black Friday. I forgot it was Black Friday. I went into Walmart. And when I was trying to get the stuff I was getting, I thought to myself, oh, no, it's Black Friday. The lines are going to be long. When I walked in, it was like a regular day. It didn't even feel like there was no crowds. There was nobody going for the big screen TVs like they usually do. You know, and then when I was traveling on the high rise on the West Bank Expressway, I peeked over, looked at Best Buy's. They had a few people there, but it wasn't like that usual Black Friday crowd. There was nobody going for the electronics, and it didn't feel like Black Friday.
So when you went to Walmart on Friday after Thanksgiving, on Black Friday, did you go to a Walmart on the West Bank?
Yes.
Okay, so that just that was consistent because you said, because you live on the West Bank in Jefferson Parish, you said this last over a year and a half, it really wasn't that different than anywhere else. Because you said living on the West Bank, places you've gone into on the West Bank during the last over a year and a half, you said you wouldn't even know it was a pandemic.
Right. It's the Wild West on the West Bank. Just going anywhere, nobody's checking for cars, nobody's checking for masks. It's just open over there where I'm at.
And so you went to a Walmart on Black Friday?
Yep.
And you would never know that it was Black Friday?
Right. It was just a regular Walmart crowd. A few people did have big screen TVs, and that's what tipped me off. I'm like, oh, no, wait. Today's Black Friday. I went to get some containers to put gumbo in. And when I was in there, I thought to myself, oh, man, the lines are going to be long because it's a Black Friday when I seen a few people with big screen TVs. But then when I looked at the lines and looked at the crowd, it was no Black Friday. It wasn't Black Friday. It was just people shopping for regular stuff at Walmart. Nobody was getting Christmas gifts. Everybody was just getting stuff for their houses. It was like a normal day.
So it wasn't like the insanity that you see on videos on YouTube and such. When look at this place on Black Friday. Look at this place on Black Friday.
No, it wasn't like it was 3 years. 3 years ago, that same Walmart, it was a riot. You know, I'm embellishing, but it was hectic. It wasn't a complete riot where people got hurt. But yeah, it was rough 3 years ago. But fast forward to last Friday, it was just a regular shopping day.
I wonder why.
Well, I think my theory is after the pandemic, people got accustomed to ordering online. That's the first time I've ever ordered anything online during the lockdowns in 2020. And now that I've done it a few times, it's like, it's not that bad. The stuff shows up at your house. I just don't like the fact that the people don't ring your doorbell to let you know it's out there. But other than that, I think people have, you know, once they got accustomed to, hey, I can do this online. I can order from Amazon or Wish or whatever. And they're just like, why even bother with Black Friday?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you if you're listening. Did you go to the stores Friday after Thanksgiving? Did you go to the stores on Black Friday? Text us, let us know. And the second part of the question, the second question is, are you, instead of doing that, did you wait till today, till Cyber Monday, where you can get great deals too, just like if you're physically in the store on Black Friday, but you don't have to leave your house. You don't have to leave your living room. You can just do it from home, and you can save money buying Christmas presents today online on Cyber Monday. That's the second part of the question. Are you going to be a participant in Cyber Monday to save money on Christmas presents? So it's a two-part question. Did you go out to the stores on Black Friday after Thanksgiving? Or maybe it's an and. You're doing Cyber Monday as well. You're going to go online today to shop, to buy Christmas presents, to save money. Did you do it one way or the other, or are you doing both? Text us at 504-260-9595. Keep your text short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. So were you a Black Friday person this year? Did you go to the stores the Friday after Thanksgiving? Or did you wait until today and you're going to save money shopping online for Cyber Monday? Or did you do both or neither? Your texts on that next. This morning's Big O here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. In a small town in Nebraska, Bellevue, Nebraska, employees of a bakery there received a $2,000 tip on a $5 order.
Cha-ching!
Which is really good news for the bakers who need the dough. Pretty cool, though, when someone comes into your small bakery, makes a $5 order, and gives you a $2,000 tip on that. It's great when the good and the generous are making news. Coming up next, your texts on, are you taking part in Cyber Monday today? Today, if you shop online, you're supposed to get a great deal. Supposed to be savings because for the 16th year now, today is Cyber Monday. Text us. Are you taking part in that? Or were you old school? Did you go out for Black Friday after Thanksgiving Thursday? Did you do either of those? Are you doing both? None? Or did you choose one over the other? Your texts on that are next today on Cyber Monday here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. If you're just joining us on this morning's Big O segment, I asked if you are taking part in Cyber Monday today. It's the 16th Cyber Monday in history. Cyber Monday started in 2005, and we're supposed to go online today. And if we buy Christmas presents, if we buy anything, we save money for buying on Cyber Monday. I asked you to text us, is this something that you do? Do you do Black Friday? Did you go out 3 days ago after Thanksgiving Thursday and did you physically take part in Black Friday in the stores? Or are you taking part in Cyber Monday?
Todd and Belche says,
To save money on buying Christmas presents and buying stuff.
Right. Todd and Belche says, there were really no good sales going on Friday or today.
Well, wait a minute. Todd, what do you mean? I mean, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is the day where you're supposed to save the most money physically in stores, buying things in stores. If you didn't do that, or even if you did that, today, 3 days later on Cyber Monday is the day where we go online to buy Christmas presents or buy stuff. And we're supposed to save the most amount of money online today. So what do you mean there's no good sales?
Well, this next text says, the sales weren't as good this year.
Huh.
Scott says, there were crap sales this year. It was a normal day for the most part. This text says, all the special shopping days are a joke these days. The prices are nearly the same.
Wow, so I am learning that Black Friday is a scam, and I'm learning that Cyber Monday is a scam as well, even though we just started Cyber Monday because it's still early in the morning, and we have all day to go online to see these supposedly great deals we're going to get. Supposedly, we're going to pay less money for Christmas presents today and on Black Friday than we would supposedly pay any other day.
Well, I think inflation and having makeup work to do for the past couple of years might have something to do with these prices. Boston Bobby says, I stay away from the malls shopping on Black Friday, but I wait to the shop online. But I wait to shop online as well. This text says, a lot of stores did Black Friday deals online, so there was no need to go out. Instead of waiting till Cyber Monday, they did their Black Friday deals online on Friday.
So you don't need both. You got enough with Black Friday.
This text says, I never left my damn house on Black Friday. I never do. I always shop online during those times of year. This text says, I went out Black Friday shopping at 8 a.m. and it was like too crazy. Then we went out to eat and went home. Ended up finding a couple Black Friday deals online.
You see, that's what, if you paid attention the last few years to the videos, the last several years to the videos in stores, in big box stores usually on Black Friday, with people waiting for the doors to open and then people running through the doors like crazed hyenas. And now after that, we have what is known as Cyber Monday, and we're supposed to be able to save just as much money without all of the punches, the fighting.
Yeah, and that text is from Ohio. They had a Ohio area code, so maybe it was crazy up in Ohio. Blair from the West Bank says, I bought a TV at Best Buy on Tuesday, and they gave me the Black Friday price. Pretty cool. Now, I think Robbie has the best text of all. Robbie says, I quit buying gifts. I give cash so they can buy what they want. Good job, Robbie. Good job. Now, that's a good dude.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Robbie, and we appreciate the text. It's, I've always preferred to throw a few bucks in a card, because then.
You don't even need the card no more, John. Just throw them a few bucks. I guarantee you it will go over better than the whole card.
Well, the card is supposed to be a nice mention about something. And then the cash is so you could get what you need or what you want on your terms. That's why I did things like that. Although some people say that that's not creative, you know, that that's not being cool. You know, you're supposed to be more creative on that.
I wouldn't say that. I would say if you intend to give somebody cash, just give them the straight cash right out of your wallet. Don't even bother with the card. Don't bother with the sentiment. Just give them the cash. As a matter of fact, it's 2021. You can just cash out people now. You can just whoop, there you go. You didn't even have to bother with all that. Hi, you know, the pleasantries and all the theatrics that go around. Just get straight to the point. Here you go. Here's the money. I like that. I think that we should do that going forward. Instead of bothering all the stuff, just say, here, bam, money.
Well, the Cash App, like PayPal or like Venmo, sure, that's nice, but you're still going to hear it from some that say, well, that's not, it's not creative. It's not, it's not what it's all about. It's not what it's supposed to be.
You would not hear me complaining if you want to give me straight up cash without the other stuff. I never did get gift cards either. Why? If you're going to give me a $25 gift card, just give me $25, you know?
But that's where the thought comes in. Hey, you love this store or you love this restaurant. Let me give you a little plastic credit card that goes to that. And this way we take care of what you want for Christmas or at all, period.
This last text says, there was no one at the West Bank Walmart because they have no inventory. That's actually true. I went over there to get containers to put leftover gumbo in from friends' houses.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, Coleman said he went over there to a Walmart on the West Bank on Black Friday, and it wasn't insane. It wasn't crazy. There weren't people getting punched in the face or dropped.
Yeah. So I had to get a cereal container. I couldn't get a regular Ron container. They didn't have those left, so I had to get a cereal container. And still haven't used it because everybody gave me pots and pans. LJ from Chalmette says, "Nah, I'm a broke bitch."
So you're not partaking in Cyber Monday today for the 16th year.
See, LJ and Chalmette can use some of that cash without the card because they're a broke bitch.
Or you didn't take part in Black Friday to go into the store on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's not something I look forward to. But today, you're supposed to be able to save money. You're supposed to be able to get the best deals on Christmas presents today on Cyber Mondays if you buy online.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, I used to go to Black Friday shopping just for the fights. I wouldn't even buy anything. I'd just go to the store, whack a few people in the head, and walk out.
Mm. And it's something that Cyber Monday started in 2005, so this is the 16th year of Cyber Monday. Well, good luck, and I hope you get what you're looking for, and I hope you get the best price you possibly can on it for Christmas presents for folks, today being Cyber Monday. Hey, do you remember thank you for your texts. We appreciate your texts. We always do, and we welcome your texts. You could text us about whatever you want during our show, and we like that. Coming up, do you know how we just, as a country, released 50 million barrels of oil to help us save money on gas prices? Where do you hear what this other country just released their ration of? I couldn't believe when I saw this, I couldn't believe it was true. That's next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. And last week we mentioned it on the show, because gas prices gotten so high, our country released 50 million barrels of oil to help keep the gas prices in check. And we mentioned it on the show last week how Americans go through about 18 million barrels of oil a day that we go through for gasoline and our other oil needs. So that should keep prices in check for, 3 days, a few days. Canada just made a big announcement where they decided to help people in their own way by tapping into its strategic reserve. But Canada's strategic reserve, it had nothing to do with oil. Canada, to help fight higher prices and inflation, they just tapped into its strategic reserve of maple syrup. Yeah, we went to millions of barrels of oil. Canada just tapped into its strategic reserve of maple syrup.
I don't know that much about Canada, but I think everything there runs on maple syrup. The people, the electronics, their cars, they put maple syrup in the gas tanks. The maple syrup runs their electricity. Whenever you turn on the water, go wash your hands. When you use the restroom, it's maple syrup that comes out the faucet.
Yeah, Coleman, Canada just made a big announcement.
The moose's poop syrup over there in Canada.
A government-backed group called the Quebec Maple Syrup Producers is releasing 50 million pounds of maple syrup to help deal with supply issues in Canada.
See, why is Canada playing around? They know they don't use pounds. What they use, like grams? Maybe ounces, gallons, pounds? That sounds too American to be Canada.
Well, they say demand for maple syrup is up more than 20% from last year. This is interesting. Did you know that over 70% of the world's maple syrup comes from Quebec? I mean, not just Canada in general. It comes from Quebec. Canada. and their biggest customer is by far us, the United States. I mean, how delicious is maple syrup?
Oh, it's awesome. I hate it when they add flavors to it, like butter and all. Just the regular maple syrup does well, but, you know, you go to IHOP, they have, like, blueberry syrup and raspberry syrup. I don't need all that. Just give me the regular-ass syrup.
America buys about 60% of the syrup Canada exports.
Canada, you know, we call it maple syrup because it's supposed to come from maple trees, but I swear that there's a syrup reserve under Canada. Like, it can't just be from the maple trees. It's too much of it. It's everywhere.
Did you ever think Canada was that sweet?
That was good. Too sweet.
I just thought all of this was fascinating, how we're helping our people by releasing millions of barrels of oil, and Canada is helping their people by releasing millions of pounds of maple syrup.
They're just trying to do their part.
I guess they're trying to help. Well, they've helped us too, and in wars and things when we needed soldiers and such. Canadians would help out. I know Canadians help out with ice hockey a lot.
This text is ass syrup. Coleman, what are you doing? No, I didn't mean it that way. It just came out wrong. Just a regular flavored syrup. That was probably the bad use of an adjective.
But just a few days after we here in the United States release millions of barrels of oil, they decide to strategically release millions of pounds of maple syrup.
Well, the hockey teams need something to skate on, John.
That's what's going on in Canada right now. Boy, oh boy. Hey, coming up, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning, and no, that's not it. And Merriam-Webster just chose their word of the year. Hang out with us. We still got more to get to on our show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So the young girl from Harvey on the West Bank, who we talked about on this show earlier this year because she won the spelling bee. She won the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee. And then once she won that, it became news that that's not the only thing she accomplished. The 14-year-old from Harvey, Louisiana, also holds 3 Guinness World Record titles for basketball dribbling skills. So not only is she a fantastic speller at the age of 14, she's also an amazing basketball dribbler. She's one of the best in the world at both of those things. And her name is Zalia Avant-Garde. Again, she's 14 years old. She lives in Harvey on the West Bank. And she was just named the Sports Kid of the Year for 2021. Sports Illustrated named her that. Look at everything she's accomplished at the age of 14. She's in the Guinness Book of World Records 3 different times for dribbling a basketball, her skills at dribbling. She won the 2021 Scripps Spelling Bee as the best speller in our country when it comes to kids. And now Sports Illustrated just named her the 2021 Sports Kid of the Year. Coleman, she's 14. She's lives in Harvey. She's from Harvey. She's from the West Bank. And she's already accomplished more things than most adults will ever accomplish. She's 14.
Yeah, so now I'm thinking at her senior year, 15, what type of dude is worthy enough to bring her to the prom? Like, think
well,
about
that won't be 15. That'll be when she's 17 or 18.
Yeah, that's what I mean. At a senior year, about 4 years from now, when she's 18 and she's, I'm trying to think for the future, like, what type of guy is worthy enough to bring this avant-garde to the senior prom?
And she lives up to her name. Her name is Zalia Avant-Garde.
Exactly. I can't wait. This dude better be top-notch.
At 14 years old, the best child speller, the best speller in the country, at 14 years old, she's already in the Guinness Book of World Records three different times for her basketball dribbling skills. Remember her name. Zalia Avant-Garde. That's her name. And I don't think she's done doing great things at the age of 14. And now she's the Sports Illustrated Sports Kid of the Year for the year 2021. And she's just a 14-year-old who lives in Harvey. How about that? Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And as smart as this and as talented as this young girl from the West Bank is, I've got a grown male adult who is dumber than she is smart. You'll hear what he did next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. So in Tennessee this past Friday night, the night after Thanksgiving, a man went in to get a pizza at a Little Caesars pizza store in Cedar Bluff, Tennessee. And when he walked in, he walked up to the counter. They told him his order would take 10 minutes. You know what he did? He pulled out an AK-47 and shouted, "Give me my pizza now!"
Wow.
Yeah, they told him his pizza was going to take 10 minutes. He wasn't happy about that. He couldn't believe inside Little Caesars it would take 10 minutes to get one of their pizzas. And so he then pulled out an AK-47, pulled it on the pizza employee, the Little Caesars employee, and he shouted, "Give me my pizza!"
I can understand his frustrations because I've been in that predicament before where I'm on the move. And Little Caesars advertised their pizzas as hot and ready, meaning you could just go in, say I need a pepperoni for $5, and they're supposed to be already ready, and you're supposed to walk out. But the last few times I've been there, yes, they're like, "Hey, can I get a meat feast, a pepperoni?" They're like, "Oh, we're going to have to, you got to wait." It's like, wait, it's supposed to be hot and ready. That's the whole purpose of going to Little Caesars, is to have the pizza hot and ready. So I completely understand that frustration. Well, but I don't carry your AK-47.
Well, I was going to say, you understand the frustration. Good thing you didn't walk into the Little Caesars with an AK-47.
I wonder what's been going on with Little Caesars lately. Like, their pizzas have not been hot and ready every time I've been going there the last few times. They need to get their stuff together.
Well, a Tennessee man is facing multiple aggravated assault charges after he held up a Little Caesars pizza store in Cedar Bluff, Tennessee. He held it up with an AK-47 rifle after being told his pepperoni pie order would take 10 minutes to make.
I'm going on a limb here and saying that was completely premeditated. He He's probably been to that Little Caesars like me multiple times. It was waiting for that hot and ready pizza, hot and ready pizza. This time he said, if they tell me I have to wait one more time, I'm going to pull a strap out and just let loose.
Well, officers responded to the restaurant just after 9 p.m. this past Friday, where they were told the suspect, identified as 53-year-old Charles Doty Jr.,
you idiot,
became upset when he was told that his pepperoni pizza would take 10 minutes to make.
I guarantee you from this point on, that Little Caesars will always have pizzas hot and ready and ready to go when people come and get them.
Well, what he did was he got upset, and besides pulling the AK-47, he demanded a free breadstick order.
Yeah, for the wait.
He went outside the business to wait for the pizza. When he returned, he had the rifle in hand and was pointing it at employees, demanding his pizza immediately.
So I'm assuming he went outside for 10 exact minutes. He timed them. He took his free breadsticks for the wait, and he timed it. He said, I'm going to go in there in exactly 10 minutes. I think that's 600 seconds.
One of the female Little Caesars employees told a news outlet she was taking care of a female customer and she was just getting ready to leave. That's when this guy got the gun. She says he pointed it at me saying, where is my damn pizza? I want my pizza. I was shocked it was over a $6 pizza.
And time,
the employee said. I'll tell you, I mean, look, I think most of us get frustrated sometimes when we're at a store or at a restaurant or at a bar or somewhere in public and things don't go exactly the way we expect them to go. Most of us aren't going to ruin our lives, throw our lives away by pulling out an AK-47, pointing it at one of the retail employees and demand to know why things aren't going the way that you expected them to go.
Well, did he ever get his pizza?
Not inside the store. It's something what...
Why did he get his money back if he didn't get the pizza?
But it's something what pushes some people to the brink of losing touch with all reality.
Betrayal would do that. He felt betrayed.
Because instead of going home with a pizza, even instead of going home with a $6 pizza a little bit late, he didn't go home. Because of what he did, he went to jail. And that's where he will be spending many nights because he wasn't able to control himself in a retail shop, a retail store, where something didn't go exactly the way he expected it to go.
Just had a piece of hot and ready.
Well, yeah, you can say that Little Caesars, if you're going to advertise, you've got a $6 hot and ready pizza when you walk in. The pizza better be $6, and it better be hot, and it better be ready. In this case, it wasn't. Well, anyways, the man who held up the Little Caesars pizza shop in small town Tennessee because he didn't want to wait 10 minutes for his pizza, he pulled out an AK-47. That's the dumbest thing that I read all morning. Give me my pizza! You're on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.